Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I believe is another session of sanity. I don't know what you believe. Always appreciate your time with me, seriously. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the polls, a lot you can do up there, including you can sign up for a newsletter. That would be really cool. Sign up for the newsletter or you know, for text alerts. Now, text alerts are easy. It's GoJo, one word, GoJo. To the 77-222. GoJo to 77-222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, you can sign up for the email blast right there on the website. Listen, if you head over to MyPillow.com, you're going over to buy yourself a pillow, a sheets, or anything along those lines. Promo code Joe will not only save you a few bucks, but it'll get me a few bucks, too. And that's always good. I mean, Mike Lindell's been great to us in the sense that it's a way for us to pick up a few dollars because, really, seriously, when it comes to social media, we have been just creamed by them. I mean that really. We're just creamed by them. Anyhow, so if you can head up there, if you're going to order anything from Mike Lindell, give us a shot. Use Joe as the promo code. Really simple. Joe is the promo code. That simple. All right. Here we go. So much. Now, Andrea Kay is going to join me after the break. Another Democrat representative, I don't even know, he's an interesting character. Representative Hank Johnson. He was arrested by Capitol Police during a protest. They were blocking the Senate office building. What were they blocking? I mean, look, these people are supposed to be statesmen. They're not supposed to be protesters, physical protesters. That's what the people are supposed to do. Right? I mean, seriously. Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson, he was arrested on Thursday while protesting Senate inaction on voting legislation. And he wants filibuster. So we're going to be like little kids. We're going to stamp our feet. We're going to jump on the floor of the supermarket and start yelling, screaming, and that should fix everything. And it's not voting legislation. You mean theft legislation, right? I mean, he gave this wonderful speech. In the spirit of my dear friend and mentor, the late Congressman John Lewis, I was getting in good trouble today. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You should have been inside screaming and yelling about what you want done. You're on the inside. You need to make it work. John Lewis was in the middle of the crap, was willing to get beat up and pounded on for civil rights. You peacefully stood at the stairs of the Capitol and waited to be kid-gloved treated by the Capitol Police. 66-year-old Georgia congressman was surrounded by other protesters who chanted, "Whose street? Our street. Whose house? Our house." Wow. How come you didn't feel that way when Obama shut down the White House? Shut down the Capitol? I mean, how many times did he keep things from happening? I mean, seriously. Johnson gave a speech at the voting rights rally in front of the Supreme Court where he was joined by other members of Congress. And the joke is he was joined by other members of the Congressional Black Caucus, except if you're black and you're conservative, you can't join the Black Caucus. Isn't that funny? The group of protesters then marched over to the Senate office to protest in front of the entrance while chanting, "This is what democracy looks like." No, it doesn't. No, really, it doesn't. Now, rights, exercising constitutional rights, yeah, you get away with that. Democracy is when you actually go inside and start working through this stuff. I mean, I've never met, well, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I have. A more ignorant group of people in my life. They have no idea what the Constitution says. Yeah, they quote bits and pieces of it. But they really can't tell you what it is. Right? Now, the dictionary, Webster says, democracy is a system of government by the whole population, or all the eligible members of a state, typically through elected representation. And then it goes on to say that these elected officials are more than welcome to go ahead and protest in front of the Senate building. Right? I mean, think about it. Here's the problem. Founding fathers didn't want a democracy. They wanted a republic. No, really, think about it. And when you tie all this together, because you can't use one word really, in my mind's eye, you really can't use one word without using the other. You have to understand that we're a representative government. It's not dictatorial. It's not who makes the most amount of noise. Capitol Police told Fox News that they arrested 10 individuals for unlawfully demonstrating outside of the Hart Senate office. Johnson's office said a congressman was arrested with a group of black male voting rights activists protesting against Senate inaction on voting rights legislation. What inaction? You mean the inaction that would give Democrats total rule for the next 100 years? That inaction? Good for them. I'm glad to hear it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Hopefully we can connect with Andrea Kay after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on one of my favorite guests to have on with me. I always love when she's on the show. Andrea Kay joins me, as she does from time to time. Hopefully, we're going to try to line it up for every week so that we can get you guys rolling. And you know what? She's got three times the energy I have, so I love when she's on with me. Andrea, how are we doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm sitting here going, I'm gobsmacked. Because you, of course, always, you're like the master man of finding like the crazy stories. Like you somehow just are in touch with crazy and what's going out there.
You understand crazy. We're very good friends, apparently.
And the two stories you were telling me about on the break I hadn't even heard. I'm still sitting here trying to wrap my brain around it. Maybe you can explain it to me since you're the master of crazy.
Yo, oh, please. If I can explain it to you, I'd be one rich person. So apparently the same group that threw God out of their platform years back or tried to anyhow before Via Ragu almost got killed trying to do it. But Kamala Harris now has decided that to be a good Christian, to do what Jesus wants you to do, you should get vaccinated. Because vaccinated shows how much you love your neighbor. And, you know, Jesus wants us to love our neighbors. So take the jab for Jesus. She said it.
Did she find Jesus talking about the jab when she lost her way and couldn't find a border? And so then she ended up finding him somewhere about 800 miles away from the border. Is that where she found Jesus preaching about getting jabbed? I don't know where she found Jesus. Because my Jesus ain't about trying to get me to take some substance, okay, that hasn't even, that's like experimental. My Jesus ain't about me, you know, partaking in sketchy substances.
I agree with you. I'm laughing because she tried to justify it by saying, you know, first she went down the road of, you know, your neighbor's that person next door. It's the stranger across the street. It's the guy you run into, you know, down at the supermarket. If you really love your neighbors, you'll take the shot to make sure you keep them safe. It's like, oh my God.
Wow.
How much did you smoke to have that come out of your mouth? Right?
Yeah, again, my Jesus told me that when somebody tries to pass that hooch around in the circle, you say no thank you, okay? And I didn't succumb to peer pressure back in the day when that joint was being passed around, and I ain't succumbing to this peer pressure today. And that's what this is all about. I mean, why are they trying to bully people if they believe in these jabs, this jab for Jesus, if they believe in this so much that it's saving lives, then we should be in herd immunity, and there should be no need for anybody else to get jabbed.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. This is what I love about all this. It's just now here in California, the mask mandate's back on, and the bottom line with it is, I'm with you. It's if we have been vaccinated, if the majority of them have been vaccinated, how can I cause them any? My science class tells me that I should be an issue for them, but apparently I'm stronger than the mask or something, or stronger than the vaccine. I'm pretty strong, apparently.
Well, we know you're strong. You got that good Italian in you. Okay. So we know that you're strong. But
it's the garlic, you know, Andrea. It's the garlic, I'm telling you.
So maybe that's what you need to tell Kamala, right? Remember Kamala? Where is Kamala at the border? That, you know what? You already got the special immunity because you got your string of garlic around your neck, okay? But on a serious tip, like as a Christian, I mean, and anybody who's cracked open the Bible, this is like so incredibly offensive. You don't think you can use the Bible as a weapon against me to bully me, okay? Because I ain't replacing my Lord with state, okay? I don't have to be bullied into anything. The Lord died on the cross. The best gift that he gave us was freedom, right? Yep. That we don't kowtow to any man. We don't let any man. Our rights come from God, not from Kamala, and I don't have to be bullied or pressured into anybody to get a jab and to try to use it under Jesus' name. Girl, you better hope you don't get struck down by lightning for that, because we saw what happened to that George Floyd mural, right?
Can you see God goes, all right, I have had it. That's it.
Yeah.
God. Well,
she might accidentally find herself jabbed. She might find herself jabbed accidentally by something, and that, because the Lord will not be mocked.
No.
Okay, be careful for how you might get jabbed, Kamala.
Well, since we're on the topic of God, let me bring up another devout Catholic who spoke at NARAL this week. Now, NARAL, for those of you who don't know, I call them the militant arm of Planned Parenthood. Okay, they are out there pushing all kinds of legislation and going crazy with this. So this week here, Nancy Pelosi is speaking at that event, and then she was asked by a Christian reporter for EWTN why the Democrats keep blocking legislation that would allow the Hyde Amendment to become, you know, law, period, and they wouldn't have to keep bringing it in. And he mentioned that they blocked it 37 times. She turned around, and you ready for this one? She said, listen, taxpayers should be paying for this issue of health for many women in America, especially those in the lower socioeconomic areas. And that being a devout Catholic, this is part of what she should do. God blessed her with five beautiful children. Now, she's saying that those children are a blessing, but I guess if you're in a low socioeconomic area, you're allowed to wipe out those blessings or something. I'm thoroughly confused. Can you help me with this?
No, I cannot help you because I'm not even sure I'm understanding what her point is. Her point is that what gets a kid down that last 3 inches is really about money and how much money the kid's got in his pocket, and that if the kid's not going to come out 3 inches into a Rockefeller household, they don't deserve to exist, and we Christians need to pay to get rid of that child. Is that what she's saying?
That's exactly what she. And it's her devotion to Christianity. It's her devotion to God that has her believing that. So she's. I don't know what book she's reading, but.
Was she reading the Bible? Is she still getting communion anywhere? Because isn't it about time for some priests and some bishops or whoever they are to be out there saying, we cannot continue to support this insanity. We cannot continue for you to be pushing out that there is anything related to the Lord that calls for, getting rid of babies in the womb. That you're, it's like she's trying to say she's doing God's work by stopping poor babies from being born.
Oh, she has said that on several occasions where the Democrats do God's work and we do the devil's work if you're a Republican and or a conservative. And she's very, very, very vocal about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
really scary.
Well, yeah. Well, next time she's vocal, she needs to direct. What chapter and verse is that from? Is that from Matthew? Is that from John?
No, that's the first book of Pelosi. What are you talking about? That's... All right, listen, before we run out of time, I brought you on, we were at an event this weekend, and there were a lot of people talking about these, I think we're up to 107 different social media platforms, I'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I know you got to run. I will hit this on the other side of the break. Andrea Kay, every day, 6 o'clock, they can find you, just go to theandreakayshow.com, correct?
That's right.
And people, you better listen to her. I'm telling you, don't make her chase you. It's not a good thing. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is doubling down on her decision to reject two Republicans from the committee that will investigate the January 6th Capitol insurrection. She said she's not ruling out appointing additional Republicans to the select committee that was formed to investigate the violent breach at the Capitol.
There are some members who would like to be on it, but we'll see.
The speaker defended her refusal to accept two Republicans to the panel, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, citing previous comments and actions from them about the riot. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the other three Republicans he named to the panel won't participate in the sham process.
Because it's not going to change the outcome of what it seems like a predetermined or already written report.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, who was selected by Pelosi, will serve on the panel. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole idea. No, seriously. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. And once you get informed, then you can move forward. Then you can make things happen. Okay? That's simple. And I just had it up. Oh, I know what it was. So, we are affiliated with a few online social media networks. And the big thing behind this, the big deal here is what I should say, is there's only a few out there that truly have some, you know, money behind them, that, you know, that truly, I don't want to say that. I don't want to make it sound like a beef from one up over the other. But here's the deal. Some people realize how important this is. And some of these social media platforms, they've actually amassed a group of people, cool people, good people, to help you move forward. To help you really get your message across. Now, many of you know we originally joined up with Spreely.com. Spreely.com. You'd be able to find it. Not a big deal. And they had growing pains in the beginning because, you know, so many people were trying to get on when, you know, when Facebook went sideways. Everybody was trying to get on there. And now we have an arrangement with, an agreement with as well, Our Free Nation, which is Our Free Nation. I think it's OurFreeNation.com. We'll check that out right now. And Andrea Kay is also affiliated with them. And the reason behind it is because we felt with these groups that we were checking out that we really needed to make sure that they were going to, you know, stick by their principles. Freedom of speech, that they wouldn't just be pulling people down. Right? It's just crazy. So when you think about this, you're really going to have to do some back-end checking on all of this. Some look at the... I don't know how to explain this to you. Look at the back end of these programs. If they're sitting on top of Amazon, for instance, they're sitting on top of a Google server, if you would, you lose. You'll continue to lose. You just will lose. Because at some point in time, Amazon, Apple, or Google are going to say, yeah, we don't like some of the pages we saw, so if you don't pull it down, we're done with you. That's what happened to Parler. That's why Parler took such a nosedive. And you can see that happen to some of these other ones. Right? Some of the other newer ones that came out. You know, I know, and you go to Gab. We were on Gab in the early days. We have a page on there, or whatever it's called. You know, but again today, they're dissing Israel again. The Jews. This is why I got off of there the first time. Now, they're claiming it's because, you know, they believe in freedom of speech, and they're not going to squelch anybody's speech and all that other stuff. I got that. But I thought we agreed that we weren't going to allow a group of people to be pounded on like that. And not just be pounded. I mean, in this case, what they're accusing them, I'm not going to tell you, you can go check it out yourself. Not that I want to give them any traffic, but whatever. Right, but when you look at truly what's going on, they're allowing more negativity towards one group than another. And that's just wrong. Now, in our free nation, I met with the owners last week. Andrea Kay and I were sitting there just talking. They have agreed that they're not going to pull anybody down. I mean, short of you taking a shot at somebody, calling for a group to be harmed, killed, whatever, or a person in particular, they won't pull down any of these pages. Now, again, not going to give you 100% guarantee. I don't know these people for years. But they do want to give something different. They do want to make sure that there's something different out there for people to jump on and be able to speak openly and make a difference with. Right? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me, particularly, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, look, some of you guys sent me this story about Ben & Jerry's, and Texas considered banning Ben & Jerry's. The Messina household banned Ben & Jerry's years ago. I mean, one of my wife's favorite ice creams is there at Ben & Jerry's. I loved their ice cream. I'm done with their ice cream. Have been for years, frankly. What's the reason behind it? Because how far left they went. They got involved in politics instead of staying with making ice cream and leaving the rest of us alone. No, seriously. So now Texas is out there saying, hey, you know what? Let's see what we can do about banning the sale of Ben & Jerry's ice cream statewide. And I'm telling you, if they can find a way to do it, now, see, I know my conservative friends are going, oh, stop it. You know, we believe in, you know, in freedom, right? We believe in capitalism. Let them speak. I am so tired of that because it doesn't work. Pure capitalism in the sense that they want to allow that the market will dictate what gets bought and what doesn't, it can, but to a degree. If you've got China or Mexico or whatever subsidizing a company's product so they can sell it for half of what something made here in America is sold for, how is that fair and open capitalism? The market will straighten it out. No, it won't. Because as much as people don't want to help China out, don't want to buy from China, or don't want to buy from Mexico, or don't want to buy from wherever, they also can't afford to buy expensive stuff. Right? I mean, look at the iPhone, the basic iPhone. If that truly is purely made in this country, without feeding anybody else anywhere else, that phone would be like $2,500. There was a breakdown in these things. Are you willing to pay $2,500 to have it made here? Just asking. Seriously. So, Texas State Controller, or Comptroller, excuse me, Glenn Hager said that he's directed the staff to review whether Ben & Jerry's or his parent company have violated the state's boycott Israel laws. Be a great, great place to challenge this, the Supreme Court level, wouldn't it? Now, Texas law under Chapter 808 bars companies from refusing terminating business or taking any action that is intended to penalize, inflict economic harm on, or limit commercial relations with Israel. Apparently, they didn't read that law. Texas have made it very clear that they stand with Israel and its people. Now, he said, Hager said that we oppose actions that could undermine Israel's economy and its people. Yeah, I mean, seriously. If you don't want to do business with them, you don't want to do business with a company that does business with Israel, it's real simple. Just don't do it. If you really hate Israel that much, if you really hate the Jews that much, I mean, don't you love how these love Trump's hate people can't get that together? Can't figure that one out? Now, the move has been met with pushback from both Democrats and Republicans, despite the company's decision to continue. Right, those Republicans are the ones I was talking about earlier. Right? Decision to continue to sell ice cream in Israel through a different arrangement. New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis urged people to take a stand against one of the most popular U.S. ice cream companies in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he would be foregoing Cherry Garcia for a while. Yeah, my butt. I doubt it. The Biden administration condemned the boycott as unfairly targeting the Jewish nation and the Israel Prime Minister. Now, Israel has threatened some real severe consequences. I don't know what they can do or can't do. I mean, maybe they should pump up the price of the import taxes. Anyhow, I mean, seriously, people. The attacks on Israel are getting worse. They're heating up. Nothing from the left. Not a word. The attacks on Christians heat up. Not a word from the left. God forbid that there should be attack on a BLM person or an Antifa person and they lose their minds. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. From the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem, actually part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, whether you're hanging out with me or not. Some of you just have me on for background noise, I get it. Or maybe you just need a pretty picture on your television, I don't know. Anyway, you know, I'm having a lot of fun with some of these crazy stories. Some of you think I'm nuts. But, Governor Newsom, I don't even want to call him Governor Newsom. I mean, really, truly should be Governor Nuisance. The guy just really doesn't have a grasp on reality. First off, he said that his recall election was driven by QAnon believers. Right? Those who totally believed in the Q. And that really, the really sane people really weren't behind this. Well, then he found out real hard and fast that, maybe that wasn't so true. Because frankly, more Democrats signed the petition to recall him than Republicans did. So it's interesting to hear him you know, speak to this. And then now, as the days go on, now we're hearing more and more about the violence in California, the homelessness. I mean, we can go on and on and on with this. The homelessness he blames on Trump's policies. I don't know. We're 6 months into it. These are Joe's policies. Matter of fact, before Trump was even in office, this was a problem. And this was a problem because, remember, who was mayor of San Francisco when it started there? Governor Newsom. You know, I have no sympathy for the California people. Absolutely none. Especially my Democrat friends. You voted the man in because he was a Democrat. You voted the man in because you thought he was going to do wonderful things that he never did before. So why do it? Why? Because he was a Democrat. You couldn't possibly have a Republican in that office. We're not the United States of America anymore. We're the divided states of parties. We're Democrats and or Republicans. And some of us, obviously at a smaller rate, are Americans. Americans first. All right? I mean, but we need to get there. So anyway, as far as violence goes, Newsom is claiming now that the blue states are seeing much less violence. Crime is down in California, or so he says, but it's not. It's up everywhere in California. And in some places, like in San Francisco, what was it, robberies and break-ins? Up over 700%. 700. Up over... I don't know what math he's using. He must be using an Italian math book, one of the ones I had when I was a kid. Think about it. But apparently, the red states... the blue states are the ones that are doing well when it comes to violence. And the red states are out of control. Which is really funny because I didn't know Washington, you know, Portland, Seattle. I didn't know those were Republican-run areas. So apparently I'm very ignorant of these things. Chicago and Detroit. Republican-run? I'm asking because I obviously don't know. Right? Because crime is out of control in those areas. And according to Newsom, this has to do with it being a red state. Only red states. It's so disingenuous. Frankly, an out-and-out lie. And he thinks he can perpetrate it on you because he got elected. You elected somebody like that who showed his true colors when he was in San Francisco. It just doesn't stop. Look at New York City. I'm sorry, run by who? Yeah, Democrats. Baltimore. Again, high crime. High poverty. Run by who? Democrats. Look at it on the whole list if you want. San Francisco, business is bailing people moving. Why? Because the Democrats has ruined one of the prettiest cities in the country. Democrat rule, I should say. A lot of good Democrats out there, but Democrat rule. And yes, and D.C., where it's all happening, where the swamp is the deepest. Right, they're watching the crime wave there rise like crazy. Another apparently Republican-run city, right? Two people were shot Thursday when shots rang out in D.C. streets. Now, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department told a local news source that area is heating up with violence. And that it became an active shooter scene. There was no motive for the attack. Nothing was disclosed. They don't know what's going on yet. They haven't made any arrests. You know, people were running all around the place trying to get out of the way of the shots. There was a bunch of shots fired. It wasn't like there was one or two. Now, one reporter was just mumbling and talking. Said that a man was killed there 3 weeks ago, just walking with his wife a block from the house. What is this going to be, Chicago East? You know, the city is really having a problem with a spike in gun violence. Now, remember, in D.C., you can go to jail for having a bullet in the car. No gun anywhere to be found. Having a bullet in the car. Not joking. Dead serious. So, and they see this gun violence. Remember, if you outlaw guns, this stuff goes away, doesn't it? And the violence was amplified last weekend after a six-year-old girl was killed and shot outside of one of the parks. Six-year-old girl. Can't even go visit a park. This is Democrat rule. This is Joe Biden's America. This is the Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the gods of the Democrat Party. This is their America. I would love somebody. You guys, turn me on to somebody who could do a painting for me. I want a painting done of Mount Olympus. With, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler. Let's go through the list. We could make the gods of Mount Olympus, do they have a Joker or something? We could make that AOC. You know what I'm saying? As of Thursday, this morning we were piling up the numbers. There were 106 homicides. More than happened last year, the same time frame. In an effort to crack down on the violence, Mayor Muriel Bowser, she's outlawed all guns. No. She has directed police department to use overtime necessary. Why? You defunded the police department, you Maroney. You kept money. I mean, why didn't you send those social workers out into the street that you want to buy, that you paid for, that you diverted money to? You're the guys telling us that this works. This is the way we need to go. So tag them and send them out. Send them into the streets. Find out why people are getting shot. Wouldn't that be nice? I'm sure they could. You guys thought they could work it out. I'm sure they could work it out. I'm not making fun of people dying. I'm making fun of the people who think they're doing something to keep the people from dying. I'm making fun of the mayors that are running these cities. Lori Lightfoot. I mean, you know, forgive me. You guys deserve her. You voted her in. What did you think you were getting? And God forbid, they did it poorly in Seattle. You voted in the same people that just about burned down the city. Handed the matches to the people that were burning down the city. Why would you do that? There's an old joke out there, right? Where the doctor says, a guy goes to see the doctor says, hey, it hurts when I do this. The doctor says, well, don't do that anymore. That's kind of the same thing here. You're seeing all this stuff go down, and yet you're voting the same exact people in. Right? This is just, it's just too good to be true. All this stuff is too good to be true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for next time. Matter of fact, we have an app on the Apple Store. We have an app on the Android Store. So if you can't get it from your local radio station, you can get it on the app. But if you're not getting it from your local radio station, you need to call them and tell them. Tell them to bring it back in, or bring it in, period. I just got a report today. I'm hearing about a lot of stations moving to music and away from politics. They're being bought up by some larger conglomerates and being flipped to music because they don't want our message heard. No, really, they don't. And the way to fix that is, because remember, radio is really the last frontier, so to speak. Radio is going to be the last place you're going to be able to get a clear, clean signal without social media getting in the way to get the information. So, again, the only way to fight back is to get shows like mine and others on your local radio station so you can listen to them, so you can enjoy them. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Sign up for the newsletter. Come on. Ain't that hard. That's easy to do. All right? You can hit the donate button. That helps, too. God bless, people. Have a great rest of the day. Appreciate your time with me. We'll be here tomorrow. Don't forget to join us.